Hello, and thank you, everybody out there, for taking the time to listen to The Digital Vibe at www.thedigitalvibe.com. I'm glad you can visit The Vibe, just vibing. Hey, guys, did you check out my new picture? I updated my new picture, and updated it. It needed something fresh, so it should be right there on the Digital Vibe, and I thought it was pretty cool. I love it, and I think it was such a beautiful picture I took, so I wanted to share that with you guys right there up front. But now that you're here on The Vibe, glad you can settle in and listen and take the time to enjoy The Vibe, and I always have something to share. Hope your week and your month is going well, and you know, if it's hot where you're at, or whether it's cool where you're at, I hope that you're enjoying your life and taking it easy and not putting too much pressure on yourself, but just living life, man, living life. As an entrepreneur, you know, there's this entrepreneurial quote that if you ever thought about being an entrepreneur or wanted to be an entrepreneur, everybody has something inside of them that they can create something for themselves. But being an entrepreneur is something else. It's a lot of work, but there's a quote that says, being an entrepreneur, living for a few years, like most people won't, to live a lifestyle like most people wish. That's the entrepreneurial quote. You know, that's one of the many quotes, but that is a quote because it says, what it says is that it'll take you a few years. It'll take you, a few years, but it's that trade-off. You spend a few years pursuing this thing, and then the rest of the time you're enjoying the fruit of that labor. So, as a serial entrepreneur, I'm always dabbling in something I want to do and pursue. That is a true statement. It is. It is living a lifestyle that, you know, you make sacrifices for. This thing called entrepreneurship is not as easy as you might think. It's not something that you can just, in about a couple of months, I'm done. No. It's a life choice. It's a life choice. It's really taking that creativity that you have and turning it into some profitability. You know, creativity, profitability, turning that into something amazing. And being passionate about it. You got to love it. You got to love it, though. Entrepreneurship, it's a journey. Being an entrepreneur is a journey. So many people and places and things that you come in contact with. My gosh, you become so aware and so knowledgeable, so challenged. And it's so many things, so many dynamics, so many twists, so many turns. So many people, so much things going on. But it is, you know what? It has stretched me and made me who I am today. So if you think entrepreneurship is an easy thing, people say, oh, yeah, I can make a couple billion dollars like Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, you know, that's a choice. You know, I can make like so many others. But I've learned, I have lots of millionaire people that have influenced my life, some billionaires as well, some that I've even had the opportunity, the pleasure of speaking with when they're not so busy. And I have been fortunate enough to do that, to have that. But because I love this thing, because, you know, entrepreneurship has made me grow. It has stretched me beyond my wildest dreams. Not only has it made me achieve my wildest dreams, but it's stretched me beyond what I could imagine. You know, and I love it. It's crazy. I love it. Wouldn't want it any other way. It stretched me. It stretched my senses. It stretched every part of me. My legs, my arms, my, no. It is. It's a journey. It's a livelihood. It's a lifehood. It's a life. It's your life. It's your living. It's not for everybody, though. And I always say this, everybody has creative ideas, but not everybody's going to want to be an entrepreneur. Because it requires so many things. It requires being able to make some really good decisions, being a risk taker, being creative, being decisive. You have to be, you know, stretched into those things. And that's when people, that's the whole important when you say, you know, you want to be an entrepreneur. Okay. It's like anything else. Get ready to be stretched beyond your wildest imagination. And you can't quit. You can't quit. You can't quit. You know, be ready to be stretched beyond your wildest dreams, because your wildest dreams can come true. They can, and they do. But be prepared to be stretched beyond your wildest imagination. That's when people tell you, have you ever been on the internet long enough, and you find that so many people have said, oh, you see these ads blasted in your face, you can make instant money. Yeah, you can make, you know, $10,000-$20,000 overnight. Well, yes, I do know some entrepreneurs who have done that. But it wasn't a get rich quick fast thing. And there's so many things out there where people talk about, oh yeah, you can make it instantly. You can make it this without doing any work. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to work for it. It just comes to you out of the pie in the sky. And a lot of people believe that, but you know, that's not true. I did a podcast a couple of months ago, about a month or two ago, about how there was this one company and one affiliate program that was called Moab, whatever it's called. And they scammed, like a lot of them out there, scam people out of their money. But the thing is about that, and I did a poll to ask people questions on whether or not they, okay, do you get into these things because you want to make money fast? Or do you get into this, or, you know, for what are the reasons why you get involved in these things in the first place? So that really determines the outcome. So when a lot of people were scammed, I mean, people were scammed out of big money. I mean, $10,000, $60,000, $1,000 to some people is an incredible amount of money. But did you go in with the intention, with the idea of saying, I'm going to make tons of money, but I'm not going to work for it? Did you go in with the idea that it wasn't going to take any work? So if you went in there with that thinking, then that's what's going to happen. Things like that, you cannot be totally disappointed about. You really, really, really can't be disappointed in totality about it. You have to be able to say to yourself, hey, did I make that decision based on, you know, did I get enough information? Or did I get too little information? Or was I just simply wanting to make it happen fast? So, with that being said, when you make a decision to get involved in any kind of business situation, what's that thing that they tell you all the time? Do your due diligence, right? So do your necessary research. But really, it's the why behind why you want to do this thing in the first place. So if you're going in with the idea, with the thinking, that you want to make money quick, fast, easy, you want it now, you got to have it now, got to have it now, instant gratification kind of mentality, then be prepared to get ripped off. Done. I said it. Be prepared to be ripped off, simply put, because anytime you go in any business opportunity with the mentality of that you want to make it fast, I don't want to learn, I don't want to do anything, I want it to come quick, fast, and easy, I don't want to do this, I don't want to blood, sweat, and tear this thing, then you're going to end up being very disappointed. And the disappointment isn't totally on the company that you decide to do business with. It's a decision that you make on your own too. You made that choice. So, when you make these decisions about these opportunities, you have to be careful. What's your reason why that you make the decisions? So you really, when people, oftentimes I listen to and I hear people's stories all the time about how they want to make money fast. Does it come fast? Does it come quick? Does it come easy? No, it does not. I would be lying. I have a responsibility. I have a responsibility to be honest with you, and I will be because I'm honest with myself. I look at it, I look at this thing and I say, oh my God, this is going to take work. But I said, okay, and then I don't call it work. Let's call it some play because it's so much work. It's so much. I have to kind of like pace myself with it. But it is. It is. It is. I mean, you have to dedicate your time, dedicate yourself, make these commitments. Stay focused, set up a plan. All those things you have to do. All those are part of the plan. All those that every bit of that is work. You have to spend time researching, traveling if you have to. Webinars, seminars, books, things like that. It's a non-stop activity of learning. But that's the beauty of it too. Because that means you're always relevant. There's that thing called relevance that plays a factor in everything too. If I, as an internet entrepreneur, did not remain relevant and I did not keep up with technology, wow, I don't know what would happen to me. I don't know what would happen with my brands. I don't know what would happen. Because you have to stay relevant. And in order to stay relevant, you have to stay in the flow of things. You have to be up on things. You can't do something today and a year from now, you start again. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can do that if you want to, but you can't do that and expect any positive results. There's a lot of people who have started out making really cool money, really great money, and then they stop learning. They stopped growing. They stopped engaging. They stopped everything. Oh, I'm satisfied with that. That's all I want. Okay, that's cool. I don't want to learn anymore. I know it all. We're done. Ooh, big mistake. Big mistake. Because after that, what happens is, if you wait a year later, you know what happens between a year from now to a year later? Wow. The opportunities that you've missed, the learning that's lost, the growth that you could have had, the technology that you missed, the people that you could have met, made in contact with. It's all about really deciding for yourself. Do you want to settle and say, hey, that's enough? You can. Or do I want to learn more? Or is there more that I want to discover? And I want to know it. I want to discover more about this. I want to learn some more. I don't know it all. Because you can stop if you're happy and content with what you have. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that's not what you want, then don't do that. Because, I'm a kind of a person, I'm an avid learner. I'm an avid reader. And it's because of those very two things that's made me where I'm at today, simply because of those two factors. I enjoy reading and I am an avid learner, not just of life, but just, things that have something to do with my livelihood. Just like to learn, read, whatever. If there's some new technology I have to know, and it relates and it correlates and it has a heck of a lot to do with what my business goals are, then I need to learn it. I better learn it because, hey, I have these goals. These things are set in motion. So if I stopped I haven't seen some of the goals that I've, you know, that I've wanted achieved yet. So that means I still have to keep going. That means I can't stop. That means I can slow down if I want to a little bit, but it means that I never stop. So I have slowed down a little bit, but I ain't stopping. So, you know, can't do that one, because then I'll miss my destiny. I'll miss my destination. I'll miss my goals. I'll miss the things that I need to have, that I want, that I desire, that are out there for me. So, you know, you can slow down a little bit because, you know, work. You have to slow down. Take time out to enjoy your life, to see where you've started from, to see what you've accomplished. So, what are your achievements that you've made so far? What are they? And it doesn't have to be, as an entrepreneur, it can be anything. Appreciate your achievements in life. Appreciate them. It doesn't matter what, how big, how small. Because the more that you appreciate anything you've done, the more grateful you are to be able to achieve that. To be able to do the things that I do, I have to stop every once in a while to see, wow, I did that? I did that? Wow, I'm doing that? I learned that because, like I was telling you earlier, some things I really don't want to feel like it's work, but it's my play. It's my enjoyment. It's my passion, but it's work. But I don't like that word, so I don't put that out there. I don't like that word. I don't like the word work. I like the word. This is a different word. I don't like it. I call it play. Like I said, I call it play. But it's my work. It is work. But really, where would I be if I didn't have this? You know? And so you have to really kind of look at look at where you came from, look at where you're going. But always look at where you come from. Always look at the things that you've achieved and accomplished. Because it's those things that are going to set you up for more success. And they're going to set you up for some more and more things that you want to do in life. You say, well, if I can do this, I can do that too. I can do this. Oh, man, I accomplished that. I can do that too. Never lose sight of the things that you've done. You might think it's very small. And let's say you even work for somebody else. Always look at the things that you've accomplished, even though they get credit for it. But always take a little part of that and say, I did that for yourself because you did that. They may not acknowledge you, but acknowledge yourself. And then after a while, you keep acknowledging yourself in these situations. You find, hey, wait a minute. I don't need this job. I'm going to plan my way out of here and start doing my side hustle. And do that. Because you start to look at the things that you've done for somebody else and you start to say to yourself, hey, wait a minute. I'm giving it all up to them. What about me? Have you started saying that yet? You need to. Have a side hustle. Have something that you do on the side that makes you, because we are creative beings, that makes you feel good about yourself. And even if you don't start up making the money right away, at least you're learning towards it. You have a goal to make this amount. I started out that way. And I look at where I'm at today, years later. But you have to start. You have to start. You have to start. And that's the thing. You have to start. You got to start somewhere. Why not now? There's no reason to not start doing something that you want to do. And I tell myself that too. You don't have to have all the pieces to the puzzle. You don't have to have everything together. Just start. And then the pieces will start falling into place. Then you start to grow. Then you start making a little bit of money here and there. And then you reinvest in your passion. And then you keep going. You keep learning. You keep growing. It's an ongoing, life-going thing, man. It's not just one day, one month, one year. It's livelihood. That's why they call it livelihood. It's your life. It's your life you're talking about. That thing that you have control of. That thing called destiny that you are in control of. You are in control of the driver's seat of your life. Nobody else is. You are. And you give it over to so many different people all the time. Do you realize how often you do that? You can give your life over in many different, in the simplest and the minute decisions that you make every day. You make these decisions. Am I going to let that take over my life? Am I going to watch lots of TV when I know I should be learning this skill? You're letting these other things take control over your life. All these different things, they're taking control over your life. The time is to really stand up and then, you know, to define yourself and find out who you are in life. You know? Because so many different things take away. We only have 24 hours in a day. Everybody has 24 hours in a day. What, you know, that thing, 24, we all have it. But it's what you decide to do in 24 hours in that day is the thing that matters. So in a 24-hour day period, I'm making sure that I'm getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep. 8 hours at least. That's me. I work part-time. And I only work sometimes every other week or 2 months, 2 weeks out of the month. I plan all this out. I can sit back and enjoy the fruits of my labor. I can sit back and enjoy some time just watching TV. I get to watch the boob tube every once in a while. Read books. Well, I'm into books. So all these things, you know, I haven't traveled yet like I want to. That's going to happen. But I'm able to sit back and enjoy it and just, you know what? Do nothing. You know, just sit back and chill. Take some time off. A little, you know, what I call a vacay from the work. I can do that. I take time off. You got to refresh and refuel. I do all that. So that is what is, you know, being in control of my life is all about. Because I'm able to make the decisions. If I don't want to do anything, I don't have to. If I want to take some time off, I can. I don't have to ask permission. Hey, can I have permission to decide for my own life? I say that jokingly, but I'm very, very, very serious. I'm very serious about it. You are in control of your destiny. You are in control. Nobody else is. And like I said, the moment that you allow, I use that word, allow, somebody else to take control over that for you, then you will not be happy. Hopefully you'll be happy. You may not be happy, though, with what they give you. That's why being authentic, as I said in my last podcast, takes cultivation, takes work, takes a practice, discipline to hone in on who you really are and be who you really are. Because it's then that you are going to be taking control over your life. It is then that you're not going to care about, you know, you're going to make your, it's about you. It's going to be about you. And you'll be more aware of yourself to decide for yourself. And you'll see more and more and more of yourself. And be able to make these, you know, these decisions that benefit your life. So that's the thing about owning your life and deciding for yourself what you want to be, what you want to do in life. But every bit of everything, you know, work is not just work. You work 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. That's not the most important work. The work that I'm talking about is the work of your life. Meaning you, working on you, building you up, self, developing yourself. Being authentic, becoming authentic, doing the work. That's the work. That's the most important work you'll ever do, is a discovery of who you are. And then becoming that and living that. That's the work. It's not about the work you do, the job you go to every day. It's not that. That's not the work I'm talking about. The work I'm talking about is the work of, as a result of, awareness. When you discover yourself. That's the work I'm talking about. Because that is the real work. Whether you know it or not, I'm here to tell you, that's the work. Because it is only, that is the most important work. Because it's out of that work, everything comes. Not just the discovery of yourself, but everything about you that you didn't even know. This thing called the journey of life, some people never come to this. They never do. Because they never, ever understand the importance of becoming aware. They become aware of something, but they choose not to be aware. A lot of people miss out on the fullness of who they can be and what they can do is because they made a choice not to become aware. Not to become aware, living a deadened life, living a life of not being aware is literally, I call it the Walking Dead. And not the TV show. I call it the Walking Dead. Because you're living a life, walking around in just in a daze. Just there. Out of several billion people in this world, just there. Just existing. Like the plants in the ground. Just existing. No evolution. No nothing. And then before you know it, when you die, even years later, you realize, huh? What just happened? That's living in regret. And my personal thing is, I said I was never going to live in regret. So I'm going to have to live in awareness then. An aware life. Because I do not want to miss out on opportunities and different things and learning experiences and this, that, and the other that'll make my life whole and better. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to miss out on that. So this thing called, you know, the thing is all, you know, so many people miss out on life. I mean, how many people do you know that died? And they had all these goals and dreams that they talked to you about. And they never realized them. They never realized them. That's how sad it is. That's how sad it is. And the thing is, you don't want to be like that. I said to myself, I'm not going to go out on life like that. I'm not going to live like that. I'm not going to live an unaware life. My gosh, if I did that, my gosh, whoa, I couldn't do it. I can't even imagine. I look, you know, my college days, all these things I've been doing, I've been made aware. You better believe I have of what I should be doing. So the thing is, to live an unaware life is crazy. Not in a good way. Not in a good way. Not in a good way. So, always write down your achievements and accomplishments in life. Always look at things that you need to adjust and change. Always have that time for yourself where you can get by yourself and make these conscientious choices. Because if you know, why do you make the opposite decision? Why do you make the opposite choice? It's like, you know that's going to be bad for you, but you're going to do it anyway. Why choose that? You know what that does, though? You know what that says a lot about you. That says a lot about you. And your inability to make decisive decisions and choices in your life. So, I'm going to close on that note. I really am. I may pick this up on the next podcast that I do, the next episode that I do. I don't know. You know, I'm a life learner. Everything that I do in my work is experienced with life. Life is experiential. And if you're willing to learn from life, if you make the choice that you want to learn from life, life will teach you some things if you want to. But it's your choice. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. But it's like, you know, but I'll tell you this. Why do you think so many people medicate themselves, addict themselves, drug themselves, kill themselves? Why do you think that? It's because they choose to live a deadened life. They refuse to become aware. I'll leave you with that. Something to think about. Tune in next time. Like I said, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I might pick this up again on the next one, but maybe not. I don't know. But do check out my websites at www.brandshoppingnetwork.com as well as Annette Thomas Enterprise. Enjoy the blogs. I relaunched my blog site to give you some health and wellness stuff. Both of them have some good stuff on it. I think my Annette Thomas Enterprise has a lot of health and wellness stuff, and the brandshoppingnetwork.net is another one of my blog site websites that has a lot of lifestyle, leisure living, green living, you know, lifestyle, you know, anything related to things like that. So do check that out. I just kind of launched that. So I'm off and running to some different things right now. So I'm glad I can take the time to share with you a little bit of the vibe. See ya.